Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Today is day 24. So excited. Yes, so excited. And then the topic today is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. It should be near and dear to everyone's heart. And the topic is, what legacy are you leaving? That's such an important question. Every day, in some form or fashion, I ask someone that question every day. What are you hoping to leave? What are you hoping to get out of this life? What are you hoping to teach your children as you progress out of this life? And, you know, what are you hoping, what legacy are you hoping to continue that you inherited from your ancestors? And so this is such an important question. I really strongly advise people to think about it. What are you leaving? You know, when your day is done, and trust me, everyone's day comes to an end. The day will complete itself, okay? So when your day is done, what do you want to be said about you? What type of legacy are you going to be leaving for your offspring, for your community? I know for me, for my school, for my college, you know, where do you want all of your efforts, your good efforts to be placed when your day is complete, when you're done? And so I know you're like, Mom said, why am I worried about that now? You're worried about that now because a legacy is not created overnight. You know, this is something that we actually have to be saving up for. You know, like they say, save it for a rainy day. We're actually saving up for our legacy. We're actually putting things in place now for our future, which is the legacy which is that we will create. So it doesn't happen overnight. And so we have to start building on that now. And, you know, I can't say enough kind, wonderful things about this book, but the first thing it says, you know, is, what do I have to offer? And in the answer I wrote to that, you know, I have two answers for this question. Nothing and everything. Nothing and everything. That's what you have. But a lot of times we'll look around and, you know, I live very, in my opinion, simply. You know, I have a very modest home. And in my modesty, or in my perceived modesty, I don't have a whole lot, you know. And that's okay for me. That's very okay for me. Other people would look and be like, you have stuff in every corner, Mama Seven. There's this. You can't even find this. Where did you even get that? You know, how did you create this? You know, so someone else would look at what I would call my humble abode and be like, humble? You know, this is, wow, woo, woo, you know. And that's their opinion. They're allowed to think like that. And, but a lot of times we won't even see the fullness of who we are, what we have to give, what we have to share, and everything else like that. What you have to give may not have a physical self. It may, you know, what you have to give may be your volunteer work, may be the, you know, your words of wisdom or whatever. I know a couple of missionaries. They don't have possessions. You know, they have very, very little. They have clothes, and only because clothes are mandatory in our society. That's it. Their whole existence is very minimal, and what they have to give is service, and that's what they do. They serve. That is a lot. You know, just like I said, you have nothing, and then you have everything. When you have dedicated your life to living simply for the expansion and education of other people, that's a huge sacrifice, huge. So that's a lot to give. You know, there are some people who wouldn't give up a Sunday for God, let alone the majority of their possessions and travel and all this other stuff. And, you know, they're not traveling like we travel. You know, when I travel, I want to hang out. I get a car rental. No, sometimes they are traveling to some of the, you know, the hardest hit areas. They're traveling to third world countries. They're traveling into some pretty tense situations to help people understand about God. That's a lot to give. And these are from people that if you were to look at their net worth or if you were to look at, you know, their bank statements or whatever, there's not a whole lot there. But that's just one example of this is not a financial thing. Even if you have, let's say that you're rich, and one or two of us might get to rich, but let's say that you're rich. Money is not an issue. Is the legacy of being rich, is that going to be enough for you? Or do you want to take those funds and say, hey, I want to, you know, I may have all the money that I need right here, but I want to make it so that, you know, some of my money goes to help X, Y, and Z. So I would like to leave a legacy of kindness, of sharing, of, you know, whatever. I definitely think it's worth us spending some time thinking about what type of legacy we're currently on. What track are you on? Because we're already on a track. That's one thing about spirituality, and that's one thing that Spirit keeps reminding me. You don't have to intentionally be working on something for you to intentionally be working on something. We are already working on something. We already have something in the works. Now, the question is that something that you're working on, is that what you want to leave? Is that what you want to give to God? Is that your, you know, is that what you want, you know? Or have you been, I don't want to say the L word, but I'm going to, or have you been lazy and non-motivated and, you know, have you been trying to hit the easy button over and over and over again and to the point where that's your whole mode of manifestation and everything else? No, a legacy is not the easy button. You know, we're going to hit the easy button for our fast, okay? And we got, after today, we're going to have 6 more days. I cannot wait, family. Oh, I'm so excited. And I'm only, so let me finish one thought. This thought I have to share with you. I need to understand you are actively leaving a legacy. What I want you to do is pay attention to what that legacy is. You know, and if you don't know, if you haven't, ask a kid. Trust me, they know. Trust me, they've been watching you. Trust me, they have a full, they've already gotten your MO down. They know who you are and what you do. And if you ever want to know, like, where your legacy lays and what, ask a kid. Worst, ask a teenager. They'll tell you. Is it, you'd be like, what do you think of me? If someone were to describe me in 2 sentences, what would it be? And that is the legacy that you leave. And if this kid says something you don't like, then it's up to you to change it. Not change the kid, try not to smack the kid, but it's up to you to change their perception. Change it. If they're saying you're doing something and you're like, no, that's not what I'm trying to leave. You know, they're like, well, then guess what? You have to change how you're moving, how you're interacting, because that's what they're seeing. So this is a great topic. I think we need to be reminded of this. And I think we need to, you know, just like a savings account. So if you don't put no money in the savings account, you won't have any money saved, period. if you're not putting anything intentional in this legacy, then the legacy defaults. And it can literally turn into the interpretation of whoever's interpreting it. So if you were to ask, you know, my boss, you know, what legacy did I leave? They may tell you absolutely wonderful things, but that's not what I'm trying to leave. I'm like, you asked the wrong person. Did they? Did they know? If you're spending 60, 70 hours at work, then that is the absolute right person, because that's who's getting all your time and all your energy and your first fruits and everything else like that, the work has. So make sure that you are leaving your legacy and not someone else who may not see all that you do, may not consider all that you, you know, all the sacrifices and stuff like that. You know, when you're asking this child, oh, you know, what do you, you know, what would you, how would you describe me? They may not mention all the sacrifices that you make for them as a parent. They may not mention any of that, you know. So you want to make sure that the legacy that you're leaving, whether they see it now, whether they see it later, they're going to be able to see, hey, I've left you these footprints. And usually, like children, they will tell you, oh, yeah, Mom, you did this. You did that. I saw you do that. You know, I saw you struggle to do that. You know, kids will let you know what they've seen and how it has impacted them. Okay? So think about your legacy. Think about how you want to leave it. All right, take a thought. We only have 6 more days in this fast. You know, I saw an angel say, hey, come on. We ready. Get the countdown going. And I am ready for the countdown. Do not confuse these words. I am so ready for us to be complete on this level. But it's not that I am unhappy, overburdened, or anything else like that. I don't feel as if God has been torturing me or anything. I actually remember this is my gratitude fast. This is, you know, so when the fast is over and I go back into my Wednesday fast, it's going to be, I'm going to be so on it because, and so hyped because I know now my Wednesday fast is just an extension of this fast, which is my gratitude. I'm going to be in gratitude all year. This is my word for the year. This is my energy for the year because I understand how it just keeps rolling. And so I'm so very excited. But the fast has to come to an end. Now, you don't have to go, please don't go back to your heathen ways. No, we're not going all the way back. Like with me, one thing that I know I'm not going to pick back up, I'm going to really, really put some real distance between me and the sodas, even the zero sugars, because like I said, it makes no point to spend all this time and energy to try to, you know, eat clean and, you know, get all this extra rest, which is, oh my God, which is fantastic, you know, but it makes no sense to do all this work and energy if I'm also just going to be pouring a bunch of chemicals down my throat. So that's something I said, no, I want to keep that. You know, you may find, you know, because hopefully we already have our prayer life securely in place. But you may find, hey, I do want to do some extra prayers in the morning. The morning, I want that to be my heavy prayer time. And that might be what you do. You know, there may be something about the journaling, and you're like, wow, this journaling really helped bring me peace of mind. And I need peace of mind in doing what I do. And so there is tons of positive energy and positive things that this fast may have opened your eyes to that you want to continue. And to that, I'm like, please, please continue. Please keep doing that positive good work. Please keep putting all that positive energy forward, you know, and really keep it going as long as you need to. There are things that I know for, like, even before A Wonderful Approach, I was like, you know what? I'm going to let go of TV for this fast. And I never, ever picked it back up. I don't have a TV. The child has a TV because he likes to play video games. But I don't have a TV. And I don't miss it. I don't have it. It's not that I don't watch the TV that I have. I don't have one. And so there may be things that you picked up from this fast or another fast that are so monumental that you're like, yeah, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not. And so on one hand, there has to be a moment of celebration. We're going to celebrate. We're going to have a good time. We're going to go get cleaned up, and then we're going to get together to fellowship and eat. And, I mean, I'm so excited about that. There's so many people that are saying, hey, I'm going to make the sacrifice. I want to come down and eat. I want to come down and just spend time. I want to come down and you know, continue the fellowshipping of good people. It's so important. It's so very important, you know, to be able to take off your hat, to laugh and joke. I'm excited for my kids to be able to see everybody because they don't get to see everybody. They're always asking me, how's sister so? How's this one? Look, you're old enough. Call, you're old enough. But when we all get together, it's just so wonderful. This is our family event. I can't wait to see how big these kids have gotten. You know, this is where we all get together and we smile and we have a good time. And we're doing positive spiritual things. I want people to understand you can live a spiritual lifestyle and still have fun. You know, you can live a spiritual lifestyle and laugh and be friendly and everything else like that. So Ann is going to give us the opportunity to meet some new people, meet some new friends, and connect with some old ones. I am so, so excited. So, yay. Let's go. Let's have a good time. Let's build. You know, let's continue the work that we do. I'm thankful. I am thankful to each and every one of you. I am thankful and make prayers for your continued success, for your strength, for your building. I really want to see us all win. I want to see all of us by the end of the year really move into our gratitude year. We're moving into our harvest season. But harvest only means you've put something in the ground to get it out, right? So it's okay. I said the other day, and I'm going to stand by it, whatever you put in the ground, that's what you're going to get back. And if you don't want that crop anymore, pull that up and go ahead and plant something new. It's okay. Plant something new. But let's go ahead and get into the habit of saying, yeah, I want to be part of this. I want to be part of this mission. It's a mission. Okay? I hope and pray everyone has a wonderful day. If you need me, you may, of course, call me, text me, reach out. Let's spend some time together. And we'll work on it from there. Okay? All right. Speak to you soon. Peace.